Louis, L-U-I-S. Murillo, M-U-R-I-L-L-O. Today is 1-4. He was born 9-2073. Chief complaint, follow-up of COVID, number one. Number two, he needs a physical. Number three, feeling tired. Number four, frequent urination. Number four, cough. Next one is congestion. Next one is leg pain. Next one is palpitation. Next one is strong family history of stroke. Next one is most likely the patient has low testosterone and issues with sleep apnea. Next number is hypertension. Next number, obesity. Next number is tiredness. Next number, multiple medical issues and problems that have gone unnoticed for years. Patient is a 48-year-old gentleman, construction worker, married, has four children, one girl, three boys, was diagnosed with COVID-19 yesterday, started on Medrol Dospac, Bromfed, and Z-Pak after he received injections of Rocephin and Dexamethasone. Before his injection and dexamethasone was given, his blood pressure was 165 over 109. Blood pressure today is still elevated at 164 over 99. He's been urinating a whole bunch in the past month or two, most likely because of his hypertension. Family history is consistent with hypertension and a stroke. Social, he doesn't smoke. He drinks from time to time. Married, as I mentioned, construction worker, allergy, none, vaccination, none, medical problems, none, surgical problem, none, medications, none at home. Review of system, palpitations, tiredness, weakness, lower extremity edema, leg pain, especially on the right side, arm pain on both sides, abdominal pain, some nausea, no vomiting, history of increased weight, tiredness, and hypersomnolence. Period. Patient's COVID-19 is under treatment, number one. Number two, hypertension, add lisinopril 10, 12 and a half once a day. Number three, find out the root cause of hypertension, i.e. most likely sleep apnea. Number four, check sleep study. Number five, kidneys look okay on the ultrasound, no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Number six, check kidney function. Number seven, check testosterone level. Number eight, continue with current medication. Number nine, no sign of DVT in the lower extremity. Number 10, the leg pain and the knee pain on the right side, especially in the calf and the knee on the right side, appears to be DJD. Next number, must lose weight, big letters. Next number, this may not be possible unless we get his testosterone level and sleep apnea under control. Next number, echocardiogram is consistent with RVH and increased right size of the heart, rule out pulmonary hypertension. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, gallbladder is normal. Next number, kidneys are normal. Next number, spleen looks good. Next number, thyroid within normal limits. Next number, copious lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number, check thyroid function. Next number, lisinopril 25, number 9 to give in today. Next number, come back in 1 week. Thank you.